From the newsroom, I'm Lou Hebert with Northern California News and Peter Colleen at the local desk. Snow is coming down in the Sierra and coming down hard. Sunday started out with gusty winds and gloomy skies, but the clouds started rolling in over the mountains, and then by nightfall, the big flakes kept coming. Weather Service says 2 to 8 inches possible in some of the higher mountain passes. Drivers being advised to take a little extra caution and watch out for the big trucks. Well, where it's not snowing, it's raining. Sunday night's wet weather causing multiple power outages in the Bay Area. PG&E says they got a total of about 35,000 customers in the dark at this point. The calls for a school walkout in California getting louder as some parents push back against the state's vaccine mandate for kids. Some organizers want parents to pull their kids out of class today. School leaders pleading with parents not to take this step. Twin Rivers United Superintendent says its students don't need to miss school for the parents' voices to be heard. In Shasta County, it's reported that Oak Run Elementary School has opted just to close altogether. And California has added yet another sea creature to its endangered list, the Pacific leatherback sea turtle, to get more protections now for its rapidly shrinking population. Those turtles hatch on beaches in Indonesia. Once fully grown, they swim 6,000 miles to eat jellyfish off the California coast. Up next, Peter Colleen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. A jury finds 37-year-old Alvin Fogelman of Eureka guilty of evading police with willful and wanton disregard for the safety of others, also with drug possession. Back on June 10, 2019, a California Highway Patrol officer saw Fogelman illegally driving his motorcycle through a construction zone with workers present. It resulted in a chase involving speeds of nearing 100 miles an hour. Law enforcement apprehended Fogelman after he crashed. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.